My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk about Beam Team 2 a little bit here as we talk about the top 20 games from the 2023-2024 season. Number 9.
Mm-hmm.
This game.
Top 10 game, huh?
This is top 10 game. Mm-hmm. No, it's top 10 game. March 18th, Golden 1 Center.
Mm-hmm.
121-111 overtime win over the Memphis Grizzlies. This was, I want to know what the reservation is for this. This is a top 10 game of the season.
Okay.
Overtime, it had the numbers. You look at the number, we'll go down the stats real quick. 25-18-5. For Domantas Sabonis,
yep.
Phenomenal game.
Yep.
Keegan Murray had 15-10. De'Aaron Fox 23-10. The story of this game,
there it
though.
Is. Yep.
One of the stories, the main story, because there's another story that came out of this one.
Mm-hmm.
But the main, well, there's actually two more. But the main story, the number one story, is Malik Monk willed this team to victory. His play in the fourth quarter in overtime, the way he took over in this game. He was the one. 28.6 assists
so
on the night.
I'm gonna ask
Monk.
You, that was the number one story.
That's why I say there was three stories. Okay. I think
the biggest one though is
so the long lasting stories. There's two other ones that tell a longer story than
okay.
that. For that game, we came. I remember we came in here and marveled at Malik.
Mm-hmm.
That we was like, yo,
mm-hmm.
nah, he's. He can't leave. He can't leave. He won that game. There's fantastic.
I think there's a little context to that, though. We didn't know yet. We didn't know exactly what we were looking at yet.
What you mean?
This was, am I mistaken? This is not the Kevin Herter game?
It was. But so regardless where, if Kevin was
where,
there or not.
This is where Kevin Herter got injured.
Yeah, and that's the other story. That's a big story, too.
And I would argue that when we were marveling at Malik at 12 o'clock the next day, we didn't know the extent of Kevin Herter's injury.
I'm telling you, it didn't matter.
Mm.
Kevin Herter could have been perfectly fine, and we were like, we cannot lose this guy. We cannot lose zero. He had, in overtime, he was sensational. He had, they had another signature Kentucky connection play, which goes into the third story, because that was started by Keon Ellis just beating up Desmond Bane's shot on the backboard. And that was almost, I could say, that was an epiphany moment for me.
Mm.
That's when I also came
in. How many epiphanies on average do you have?
Like one a year. I've only had like three epiphanies. Okay. It was the original one with De'Aaron.
I feel like he just had one. But it's fine.
We'll talk about that privately later.
Oh, a private epiphany. My bad.
I don't remember exactly what it was.
I had a private epiphany this morning. Like, it's all set up by what Kenny said last night. Like, stuff happened.
Yeah, I thought so. I couldn't remember, but I knew it was over there. Okay. That's what I said. I said epiphany.
That's epiphany corner.
That's what I said. Epiphany over there.
Odyssey Studios. Epiphany corner. Okay,
epiphany happened this weekend. That's okay. Right. And I came in and I
got it.
I said what I had to say.
Got it.
But
That's right.
That's when Keon. I said I came in here the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I said Keon can be an all defensive player in this league.
Mm-hmm.
He had Desmond Bane had a good statistical game, but if you watch that game. He was giving Desmond Bane fits. Blocked his shot 3 times, I think. Keon Ellis was fantastic. And the one that I'm talking about, the Kentucky Connection play that we'll see for as long as they're playing together, is he blocked Desmond Bane in the half court, pinned it up against the backboard, outlet to De'Aaron. De'Aaron just throws it over his head to a trailing Malik Monk. Dunk. Golden 1 center goes crazy. Craziness. Mm-hmm. But those were the 3 storylines for now. Malik Monk was unbelievable in this game. That Memphis wasn't any good at the time. They were 23-45. Mm-hmm. And you had to have this game.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have this game, and Memphis just wouldn't go away.
No
Marcus Smart in this mm-hmm. game as well. And you couldn't lose this game, and they wouldn't go away. Malik Monk willed them to the victory. I don't have it in front of me right now. I feel 28. He had 28 on the night. Oh, man. Maybe 10 or 12 was in the fourth quarter and overtime of that game. Maybe even 14 in fourth quarter and overtime of that game. He shut it down. He brought that team home. So I thought it was a good top 10 game last year. That was a top 10 game.
Okay.
What you think, though? What you think?
I figured out your I figured out your process for, I think it was number 10, the Atlanta game.
Mm-hmm.
You're down 23, mm-hmm. you're down double digits for a ton of that game, and you fight through it, you get back, you wind up winning. I kind of saw that. Mm-hmm. This one, I wasn't sure where you were going. My instinct went with Malik because it's another one. Some of these games I can look at, go, okay, I remember, and the story, and this is obvious. The Keegan Murray one a couple of days ago, being an obvious one. This was another one where it was like, okay, let me make sure I have some time to pull this game up and see what we're looking at. I knew Kevin Huerter was hurt in this one, mm-hmm. and I didn't know if it was like, okay, that's going to be part of this. Then I saw Malik and was like, okay, we're probably leaning on heavy on Malik's heroics. I didn't think about Keon Ellis in this one, but what did stand out to me looking at the box score more than the highlights was Keon played 33 minutes in this game.
Mm.
And it's not like he was lighting the world on fire offensively. Mm-hmm. So you talk about an epiphany moment for you. You might not be the only one.
Mm.
And then the unfortunate circumstance of what happened with Kevin Huerter. Right. Kevin Huerter only playing a minute and some change of this one. Keon became the man.
Yeah.
For, you know, so to speak.
Yeah.
Keon became the man.
Yeah, straight up. That was when I was all in on Keon Ellis and what he could do for this team, man. And the little stuff in this game, like the Kings were down 103-101 with about 40 seconds to go. Keegan gets fouled, misses both free throws. Sabonis mm-hmm. keeps it alive, kicks it out to Keon Ellis, or Keon Ellis grabs the rebound. Sabonis tipped it. Keon grabs the offensive rebound, kicks it out to the Malik. Malik with a little hezzy, one dribble attack for the dunk. Golden 1 went crazy for that. He had another two-hand one on the baseline. This was a crazy game. Ramsey brings up a good point. I forgot this one. Marcus Smart got a technical in street clothes.
He did.
De'Aaron had a game-tying shot in this one, too. It was 105-103 with 27 seconds or so to go, and he had a shot to tie it up and basically send it to overtime.
You know,
this game was drama-filled.
It was. What's interesting looking at the stat line really quick is Domas. Mm. Domas played 40 minutes. That's nothing. He was 6 of 17.
Mm.
One, unusually inefficient for him. 17 shots. Y'all yelled at me when I asked him to take 17 shots. 13 of 15 from the free throw line.
Man.
6 of 17, the man finished with 25 points because of what he did at the foul line. Mm. I didn't even know they called that many fouls on Domas. I mean, against Domas, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
13 of 15 from the foul line, Domas in this one.
Yeah. That's...
Team finished 26 of 32.
Like I said, it was a dramatic game. they had to gut that one out, it felt like. Yeah. And then,
man,
then
27
Herter,
points off turnovers. Boy.
The thought of Kevin Herter just not being able to do anything with his arm going off the court.
Yeah.
I feel like we all thought it was pretty serious.
Yeah, definitely.
At that time. And Desmond Bane with the I'm not gonna go crazy. You see this all the time in basketball. Somebody got a wide open layup, just smack
down
hard, on the arm to make sure he doesn't. What do we always say? Don't let him get the layup too. If you're gonna foul him, foul him.
Well, you have to, because if you go up, you risk all sorts of additional penalties if you hit their head.
Yeah.
So you have to swipe in that direction. And Desmond Bane, of course, being built like a member of the bloodline. You know,
solo Bane.
Yeah, had to, wound up taking out Kevin Herter.
Yeah.
So I hope that's not, we haven't talked a ton about Kevin Herter. Seems like an appropriate time to do it, given the fact that we just covered this game. Game number 9, by the way, of the top 20 games of the most recent Kings season. It was certainly jarring a few weeks ago to get that press release. You know, I think Kevin Herter was on a podcast, maybe?
Yep.
Where he said he expects to return to the court like really soon. And I think we were kind of surprised. Where I was like, oh, he's not fully cleared yet. Okay. Then the Kings put out the press release. And not only was he not cleared, I don't know what he was told or what the different definitions of all of this. He's working out. He's doing full workouts. What he's not doing is 5-on-5. And he's not going to get cleared for 5-on-5 till after training camp starts, about 2 weeks after training camp starts, 2 weeks before the regular season starts. And now it just immediately became, Herter's starting at a bit of a disadvantage. He's going to be able to get full workouts. He is getting full workouts. And we saw a video of him with DC and De'Aaron and DeMar, DC and DeRozan.
DeRozan and Sabonis.
Yeah, and Sabonis, sorry. And, yeah, we saw Kevin Herter a part of that. He looked in tremendous shape. He didn't look like he had missed a single offseason workout.
Right.
But there's still some hurdles to be cleared.
Yeah, and my thought would probably, you would know this better than I would, but feeling like the shoulder is ready to take contact might be the issue. Like, you might have range of motion and you can go through drills, but if somebody's, bumping up against you, on your shoulder, can it withstand that? Maybe that's the last hurdle.
It's probably more consistent range of motion.
Okay.
Because once you repair the shoulder, it's repaired.
Gotcha.
Like so if he had had a non-surgical procedure, the scenario you just laid out, I think, is much more likely. Mm. Once you have the surgery, you've had it. Like, it's there. Now it becomes, how consistently and comfortably can you go through the different motions of basketball? Mm. We always think about shots. Well, what about extending out for a pass? What about, like, you do these movements. What about instinctively reaching out to catch an errant pass or reaching out to grab a deflected bar or loose bar or whatever? Mm-hmm. I think it's those type of kind of more spontaneous movements that you want your player, patient, whoever, to be comfortable doing.
Man.
I don't think there's any fear, especially with the way shoulder
issue, it seems like, right? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. My thought would be, wouldn't that be the concern before he starts doing those workouts that he was doing? So, like, he would need to be, I'm sure he was, but, like, before you let, if you're a doctor or something like that, before you let him do that kind of stuff, he would need clearance, right? So That was a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would think.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And once he established that he could do that, like, there's no more clearance that would be needed, I would think.
I think those workouts are probably a little bit more controlled.
Gotcha.
And five on five is a little bit more of a uncontrolled environment. Like,
gotcha.
When you're playing 5-on-5, it's basketball. Even if it's when you're teammates, like, five on five means we can scrim it. We're playing a basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the other stuff is completely controlled. Even if you're practicing moving the shoulder on errant passes, you're still in a very controlled environment in a small space.
Right.
Right. So that might be the difference. And I'm just harking back on shoulder rehabs that I've watched people go through.
Gotcha.
They're not all the same. I just know they're really, really slow.
Mm.
Really, really. It's a really, really slow process. We'll come back. Jason Jones is going to join us. The professor, if you will, is going to join us. Excited to talk to him about the Raiders win in Baltimore, his thoughts on week two, and whatever else comes across the professor's mind. Here's D'Lo and Casey. Continue on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. The professor, Jason Jones, set to join us here in just a few minutes. We appreciate everybody taking part in the conversation. In the Chatty House, brought to you by Matthews Mattress, where the post-Labor Day mattress price war is jumping off right now. No matter what you're looking for, you can get it on sale. If you're looking for Tempur-Pedic, they got that. Beautyrest Black LX Class, they got that. Beautyrest Harmony, Sealy Cushion, they got that. No matter what you choose, you win. You'll get additional free bamboo pillows and a mattress protector with a minimum purchase of $899. You can enjoy 36 month special financing with zero interest with no money down on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. Head over to MatthewsMattress.com and find one of the 10 locations nearest you. There's one right by KC in Elk Grove. There's one right out by us here in Roseville. And there's eight more in between.
That's right.
MatthewsMattress.com. Find the location nearest you.
Yeah, man. And don't forget, buy by five, sleep by nine, free same day delivery. And
you could be sleeping on a new mattress tonight, man. Come on.
Absolutely.
What are we doing?
Absolutely. And they get the old mattress out of there, the old set. They get that out of there.
Jasmine's about this close to getting you out of there if you don't go get this new mattress, like you promised.
I mean, we're getting over there.
Jasmine's been telling you. Well, you're busy looking at new houses. You're busy looking at new houses this weekend.
Well,
you
can
now at the very least
looking at new houses. We were looking at model houses.
What he said?
Looking for a new house.
No, that's fine. What did he say yesterday?
That you went window shopping for houses.
That's exactly what you said.
Yes, you said, "Hey, they built these new houses, so me and the fam got up and went to go look at these new houses that they built."
That's not exactly how that happened either. We didn't just get up and go look at the houses.
Were these recently built homes?
I'm trying to understand here. Well, the development isn't finished.
So it was a recently built.
It was only
built
model homes. Yeah, it was model homes.
Yeah, so you.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Well, you said all the homes like in the area, like the neighborhood.
Yeah, you got the preview, bro.
Can you imagine this dude like got on me for ordering an iPhone? And he's out here window shopping for new houses.
Me, what I did, Jesse, and everybody else, is me just going into the Apple store. Oh, let me see what else is out here. This guy
was
just like,
it's like going to the Apple store when you're doing it with houses.
If I go to the Apple store and don't buy a phone, that's all that is. I just went in the Apple store and look at what's going on.
I can go to the Apple store.
This guy just bought a house. That's like if I said I just went and bought the house.
Don't apologize for being part of the 1%.
Yeah, Cash Out Caraway.
It ain't like that.
It's okay.
It ain't like that.
It's all right. Let's welcome Jason Jones in. Jason,
baller. Baller.
Don't listen to any of these guys.
On the social media.
Stop. Don't listen to any of these
Don't
guys.
Be ashamed.
I mean, proof is the proof. I mean, you got your Vinci on. You got your Laker pictures. You got your Dodger pictures. It's all there.
Where the hell did those come from? What are we talking about there? I'm wearing a Mets hat today. I ain't even got a Giants hat on. What are we talking about?
You like to deny the obvious, you know.
You do. And he's right. The Laker fandom.
There is no Laker fandom.
Okay.
There is no Laker fandom. That is just a bold-faced lie.
That's Mrs. Caraway's fault, right?
It's a lie. It's not even true.
You knew better than to say yes. That was a smart move.
She just sent in a picture to everybody with no context.
He was smiling.
He took that flag. He's like, let the play clock run out. We're not going no timeout. Just go ahead. Delay a game.
Smiling from ear to ear, standing in front of Anthony Davis like
Stop
that.
Stop it.
And Austin Reeves.
Stop it.
Eighth best player in the league or whatever.
Nah, he really is the most overrated player in basketball.
No.
Yes, Jason. Austin Reeves. They talk about this guy like he's an all-star. Didn't Darvin Ham say he was going to be an all-star?
Who is they?
NBA Today, ESPN.
I don't watch
The Athletic. Why is Austin Reeves ever even mentioned?
I don't watch those shows. I can't tell you what they talk about.
He's overrated. Didn't your old coach say he was going to be an all-star? Your old coach said he was going to be an all-star.
Who? Darvin Ham said that?
Yeah.
Well, he said a lot of things that weren't right.
That's why he's unemployed. That's why JJ Redick is the coach.
He also thought Torian Prince should play like 35 minutes. You got to give me a better example of evidence than what Darvin Ham said. He's going to be an all-star.
Well, you got your Raiders hat on, man. Let's start there. A hell of a week two win for your Raiders in Baltimore.
Max, baby. MAGA Max.
Well.
He can play some football.
I don't know what it is.
We got to get Jason the gift, the Clayton Bigsby gift. Go get him. Go get him. I've been there. I know.
He channeled the energy of his counterpart in Santa Clara.
Somebody told us they turn up in those matchups.
He took great joy in getting to Lamar Jackson that day.
Yeah, you know, your boy Bosa tends to kind of fold in some of those moments when he sees them. But, you know, Max was like, it's on.
Bosa got a slow start. It's only been Aaron Rodgers and Sam Darnold to start the season. I don't bet the under on Sunday. but wait till that Patriots, Cardinals, and Seahawks game.
Oh man. Oh, man. It's Raiders. Oh, could you imagine if they hadn't switched Bryce Young out yet?
Oh, I know that the Raiders are pissed.
Max would have like a Khalil Mack stat line. 7 sacks against the Panthers. He don't want to hit Andy Dalton that many times.
Yeah, I mean, Max played a hell of a game. I mean,
he did. I thought the Raiders played a hell of a game. Like,
that was tough.
I think our biggest concern was always Gardner Minshew, and Gardner Minshew put that, like, he helped them win that game.
Yeah, I think he has not been the major issue the first 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if they can ever figure out how to run the ball consistently, I mean, you know, Gardner's figured out if all else fails, throw it somewhere near Devontae Adams. You know, he'll go get it for you. I like the Bowers pick when they made it, and he's not giving me any reason to believe that wasn't a good pick for them. Yeah. I said you got to get more offensive playmakers on that team because, to me, their biggest problem last year was they just didn't have enough playmakers.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and Bowers is showing, you know, hey, he can – I mean, that play to get near the goal line later, that catch and then run after the catch, and he almost ran it into the end zone. I mean, yeah. They got some playmakers, you know, and if you cannot turn the ball over and let that defense play, you got a chance.
I want to talk about Minshew and Devontae real quick. Just saluting that pitch and catch on the sideline. That was Devontae. That was crazy. The toe tap, the lean. That was nasty right there. That's why he's Devontae Adams, right? That's why. You look at him and you feel like he can change a game at any point in time, man. Because
that's why you don't trade him.
That too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that right there. Like I said, that was the Michael Jackson right there. That was smooth criminal.
Andy, are you okay?
Yeah. And then Harbaugh using some of the worst challenges ever. I'm like, what are you like? There were some real bad challenges this past week. I'm like, what are you looking like? Why?
The Bears game.
And Harbaugh had a couple just like there's no chance that's even close. What are you doing?
Harbaugh, not the best Harbaugh in the NFL anymore.
Yeah, it was a good way to start the weekend. You know, I had my multi-screen going, you know, got to watch Justin Jefferson do his thing.
Wait a minute, what the hell does that have to do with anything?
Sam Darnold had a hell of a weekend.
Well, it was on the same screen.
We're talking about the Raiders.
He's a new YouTube user.
Yeah, this is all new to me. In one quadrant, I have the Cowboys getting dog walked.
That did happen.
In one, I've got the Raiders doing their thing. In one, I've got Sam Darnold looking like, you know, Joe Montana. And then in the other one, I've got, you know, the Lions.
Bucks and Lions.
So, I mean, I was really just enjoying this whole new YouTube TV experience. That's all.
I don't know how that made the morning start off great. Justin Jefferson.
It was great. I completely disagree. I haven't seen a 97-yard TD in a long time. All right. It was, you know, a hell of a show.
Okay. All right. Are you finished? Are you done?
No, I'm just making a comment. I mean, that was it was an impressive play. Wouldn't you agree?
No.
Gritty and gutty and all that.
Gutty.
Gutsy, you know, it's just like a heady play. What else can we call him? You know, coach on the field type thing to read the angle.
I would call it a bad play. It was a bad play.
He may not be the best athlete on the field, but he made a hell of a play. Mm. Way to go, Justin.
A lot of heart on that play.
Yeah, a lot of heart, you know. Really relying more, you know, just, you know, guile and guts, you know, and moxie. All that stuff.
I love that this 45 minutes is just Jason needling you the whole time. Like, that last one was uncalled for.
It was a good game.
No, just sharing his experience. That's all.
I'm just loving my new Sunday, you know, NFL experience.
Well, you can go back. DirecTV and Disney, they've made an agreement.
Oh, you ain't never going back.
I ain't never going back.
Ain't never going back.
Do you
What's your, no, okay.
No, I was going to ask a serious question.
Okay.
Do you feel differently about Gardner Minshew after Sunday? Like, I didn't think he was terrible in week one, but, you know, he had a turnover and all this other stuff. But do you feel different after the first 2 weeks? Like, you can see him leading his team to 8-9 wins?
I thought he gave him the best chance at it. I think there's enough evidence to show that just last year in Indy, that he can win games. You know, is he going to be your franchise guy? No, but he can win games. And if he's a bridge till you get to your next guy, I just knew you couldn't play eight. You couldn't go with Aiden O'Connell again. Mm-hmm. I just was like, you couldn't do that. You got, whether it was Jacksonville, whether it was Indy, Gardner Minshew has won games. Mm-hmm. So I thought, there's times where I go, I'm like, oh my God, what is he doing? But then he'll run around and, he'll make a play. And that's all you could, And last year, they just didn't have anybody. The quarterback position didn't make any plays for them last year, really. I think week one, Jimmy had that run to get a first down and seal it for him, but they really didn't get any big plays or in the NFL, you got, the way the defenses are, bringing pressure. You got to be able to make something happen at some point. And they just couldn't make anything happen last year. Mm-hmm. So, do I feel like super different? No, I thought Gardner Minshew could win games. I thought it was kind of crazy they were talking about it was going to be a competition. I'm like, you don't bring him in there so he can back up Aiden O'Connell so we can watch him get 3-6 points.
Mm. You concerned at all about the run game or lack thereof? Because it feels like that puts a little extra pressure on Gardner Minshew if you guys can't get anything going back there.
Yeah, I don't think that I don't think a formula where Gardner Minshew leads the NFL in passing yards is going to be be their success. But I also I want to see the rookie from Oregon get out there at guard eventually. I would love to see that. And I think that will help them in pass protection if they can get to that play action game. But they won the game because they just said, screw it, we're not going to run. Like, we're not going to play around with this anymore. Let's go ahead and, make something happen. And that means putting the ball in your playmaker's hands. For them, that means getting the ball to Devontae and Bowers.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we talked about often in that week one game with the Raiders was Coach AP and his decision to not go. We talked about it in length about not going for it on fourth and one. Mm-hmm. This week, I thought, was a testament to who he is as a coach, not really with one specific play, but how he kept those guys engaged. When they went up, when Derrick Henry scored the touchdown in the fourth quarter to go up 10, I thought that was kind of lights out. But he kept those guys playing, kept them believing. And I'm not going to disrespect him and say and act like he doesn't know X's and O's, because I really believe he does. But this was also one of his strong points, being able to motivate and keep guys locked in, that proved to be one of the reasons why they won on Sunday. I thought that was a great job by him. I thought that was him at his finest so far this season, just having those guys engaged and believing.
Yeah. I think there was a stat they flashed on the screen. The Raiders had lost 49 straight games when trailing by 10 in the fourth quarter.
Mm.
Wow. So nobody on this team as a Raider has ever gotten down by 10 late and said, okay, we're going to rally and win. It was crazy. And they're on the road. You're playing against Lamar Jackson. For them to kind of rally to not just get down and say, you know what, we're going to figure this thing out one way or another, and they did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to give AP credit. Yeah. Just because, we saw what happened when they had a coach they didn't believe in last year. They lose that game by 17 points probably. they might give up two more touchdowns in the last 10 minutes. So, they showed a lot of resolve. And even when there were mistakes, you got Max, telling God, yeah, you threw the pick. We still got you. Hmm. And then the defense went out there and did their – I love what they're doing defensively. You don't know where they're going to line Max at. He's standing up. He's playing end. He's playing D tackle. He looks like a line. They're doing so many multiple fronts. They look like a modern team. For a while, the Raiders were kind of stuck in this. We're just going to play. I don't know what you would call it, but you know, Graham and all that. They've got a, you know, the multiple fronts. You know, they got, you got a guy like Jack Jones who got, you know, discarded, you know, even though he went to the greatest high school in the world, was discarded by
Folsom.
Shut up. McClatchy don't want to see us.
No, we don't know. We ain't there yet. Yeah, we ain't there yet.
We got a young team at Poly that should respect us, you know. And what Folsom did to us was rude. They could have just, that was disrespectful. But I didn't attend the game, so I don't really know the details. I saw the score and that was enough. You know, but you know, you get a guy like that, you know, off waivers, you know, you get a guy like Spillane from Pittsburgh, you know, you start getting some guys who were kind of like, you know, guys who have some fight in them. And the reason why you lose so many games where you trail in the fourth, because guys, you know, guys aren't fighting. And these guys fight. Mm-hmm. Even last year, they fought to the very end, you know, and I think that's the big reason why AP kept the job. I mean, these guys fight, you know, on both sides of the ball. And we all know in the NFL, you know, the talent, you know, in most cases, the talent gap isn't so huge where you can't compete. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes those, when you're any team, to get blown out so disheartening. It's just like, you know, hey, we can't even compete, but they compete. And I don't, you know, and I know one of my friends was hitting, they were like, man, they have to go ahead and tank the season and try to get, you know, a quarterback. I said, the way that defense plays, it's going to be almost impossible for them to go ahead and say, we're not going to try to win.
Right.
And for what they're trying to build, it would be counterproductive and counterintuitive to say, you know what, we're just going to go ahead and tank on the hope that we get a quarterback. And then maybe you end up like a, you know, a Carolina, or, you know, you know, there's no guarantees, but the one thing is you can control what you do on the field and try to win as many games as possible. And there's multiple ways to get the quarterback filled other than just drafting a guy.
This is the timing couldn't be any better because I'm pulled up something on my computer.
Is it the Davante Adams clip?
No.
Oh.
No, but I'm going to listen to this when the show is over. Mina Kimes made the argument today, I guess, on NFL Today of the Raiders trading for Matthew Stafford. That would be, that'd be crazy if they could pull that off.
Are the Rams giving up already?
I mean, they might be 0-3 after this week, and who knows where that's going to go after that? Because Cooper,
yeah. Who the Rams got this week? I forget.
Yeah, Niners. You know, what I mean, a little greedy team.
Well, I mean,
team.
You know, as the people with the memes say, you know, without Debo and CMC, Brock Purdy really is just a West Coast Bryce Young.
Oh, don't disrespect.
That's what the people on the internet told me.
Disrespectful.
I mean, they told me. So I mean, they could. I mean, the Rams could win this game.
Even if they won this game.
Like, I don't know without Puka Nacua, and I don't know, you know. I think they kind of miss Aaron Donald.
There's that, too.
I think that might be a little factor for them, you know, you watching the way that game in Detroit where the Jared Goff just goes boom, 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 boom. They just ran right on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But think about that, though. I mean, that's – I don't think that's a crazy thought. Like,
it's not a crazy idea. I just is like, it's only week two. I can't start thinking like who's done offloading their quarterback already.
Mm.
And also they would trade Matthew Stafford and then let Jimmy finish out the season. I mean,
what could go wrong there?
Well, why not?
Well, Jimmy would get hurt in week seven. So whoever the third string quarterback is.
If you're the Rams and say it starts 1-6. What are you keeping Stafford around for? Like, you move on.
I understand.
This contract is kind of, it's up there. He's one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the game.
You know, the NFL, you can do whatever you want with a contract.
You could do anything you want.
McVay goes.
And the Raiders have cap room.
McVay goes into the draft and gets a quarterback he wants. Mm-hmm. I would.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, or McVay goes to Amazon and makes a lot more money than he does coaching.
There's that too. There's a possibility. Well, that
they can't hire everybody now. I mean, everybody can't go do TV.
Well, that was their original guy, wasn't it? Wasn't McVay the original guy Amazon wanted?
I think so.
And he was like, "No, I'm gonna keep coaching," and so they went to Herb Street.
Yeah,
they might have, you know, like they're gonna have like 18 different streams. They might have a coaches only version of a broadcast where you get a bunch of coaches and you have a players only, then you have the Mannings, and then You know,
the Kelseys, I guess, too.
Yeah, the Kelseys can have one.
So it looks like Stafford is under contract for sure next year at 27 with a cap hit of 49. Says there's a potential out in the 2026 year. And then that the 2026 year would be his final year at $26 million with a $22 million dead cap hit. Mm.
But let's not disrespect Gardner Minshew just yet now. Come on.
That's fair, too.
Well, the Davante Adams clip I was referring to, so there's good news and bad news with this. Davante said that Gardner Minshew is one of the most mentally tough people I've ever been around.
That's good.
The bad news is he told it to Kay Adams, so who knows if he's telling the truth. You know how these athletes get when they get around the baddies.
Didn't Davante also say on Kay Adams' show?
How many titles did Jalen Brown say he was going to win? Hold on, man.
Five. Jesse said it was five.
It was five. John Morant's good in the West.
Good in the West.
You know what I mean? Good in the West.
I mean, that just means they're human. I mean, who amongst us have never gotten in front of a baddie and been like, then you go like, what did I just say I could do?
Some of us are still doing it, so it's fine.
I think the week before it with Kay Adams, he said the Niners were the best team in football.
Was Davante just talk to Kay Adams every week?
I think he's got a weekly. Last year it was Debo. I think she might have got Davante this year.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Reverse jinx. He says that, and they go out there and they can't. Maybe if the Niners just never played in Minnesota again.
Well, that would be great.
It's actually
great.
That's not hate. It's really hard to argue with that logic.
Did you know they haven't won there since 92, and the next longest road drought in the NFC is 2013 with Atlanta?
I mean, all I think about when they go to Minnesota is just bad games for them.
Don't worry.
Like every time. It's not even, just like clockwork. They're going to go out there and lose.
They've lost close games.
Maybe they go to the Mall of America and get lost or something.
That's what I said.
I guess so.
They go into the Mall of America.
Walking those walkways and they just get a little tired trying to find their way back.
Hey, look, that's where Lex Luger came out. I think that's what.
Maybe they go to Paisley Park and, get sentimental thinking about Prince and they don't want to beat a team wearing purple. Who knows? I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
That's wild.
Yeah.
1992 was crazy. I was 11. That's insane.
Yeah, That's a minute. And then
Jason Jones wasn't even covering bad Kings teams yet.
Oh, man. There hadn't even been good Kings teams yet.
Well, that's a great point. That's a great point.
It reminds me of we'll get to it later about your boy Nick, Stauskas.
Well,
we'll get to that later. Though.
Yeah, that's one of the
bad Kings teams and bad Kings players.
Wait, what happened?
Nick was wilding. He was wilding last Tuesday.
He was getting really political on the Twitter space.
Yeah,
and
Max Crosby and Nick Bosa are his favorite players.
It reminded me of a very funny. I think it's funny Nick Stauskas story. So I was like, Nick might need to shut up, but hey, it's just me.
Is the Nick Stauskas story private?
No, I don't mind. I don't care if I tell it at this point. It's old now. He had a couple of really. It involved him and my buddy Reggie Evans. So we had a couple of fun moments with Nick. One time we were in Miami or Orlando, and he's like, was it Carlos? It was someone got traded to Miami. He walks in and goes, I didn't even know that guy played on that team. And Reggie goes, man, if you play 2K, you know that. What's wrong with you? He said, you see why we can't win? Clearly guys don't read. What do you mean you know he's on the team? You play guard, and that's a guard. But my favorite Nick story is, he's a rookie. We're in Memphis early in the year. And the team goes over to the Civil Rights Museum like it's a team-building activity. Mm-hmm. And two guys don't go. One is Omri Caspi. Who had I think he had been there? I forgot why. But then the other was Nick, who's a rookie.
Mm.
And I'm going, how does the rookie get out of the team building experience? And they're like, I don't know what's up with him.
Mm.
Fast forward to February, it's Black History Month. Folks are rolling out the Black History shoes. Guess who got Black History shoes on?
Mm.
Nick Stauskas. So a certain reporter might have told a certain power forward that. it's kind of, maybe certain people shouldn't wear certain shoes if they didn't have the audacity to go learn about said history.
Yeah.
All I know is that, I don't know, I mean, I'm trying to remember who told that certain player that, but all I know is that they came out that game in regular shoes. And, you know, because somebody was like, no, I ain't cool with that. Yeah. How you going to skip out on learning about the history, but you going to rock the Nikes like you did? No. You go put your regular shoes on, boy. No, we're not doing that today. No, we're not doing that today. No, Mr. Kent, no Canadian. We're not, you know, see, we, yeah.
Mm-mm. Boy, that, if I could only figure out the reporter and the player.
Man,
I want to say it was Amick, but I'm not positive.
Racking my brain right now.
I'm gonna get a very angry text from Sam Amick any second.
I was dead wrong about him, the player. Well, I didn't know him, the person, but the player I thought Nick was gonna be good. He was sorry in the NBA.
Michigan players.
He was killing in Michigan. He was sorry in the NBA. He was so dead. Weak.
I'd never forget when he came back and played against him after the trade. He played terrible, and one of the players said, "Oh man, Nick finally helped us win a game."
Damn.
I don't know, man. It seems like covering a team that bad would actually be a lot of fun. Like, I mean, just a bunch of guys that hate like each other.
You cover a team that bad, the reporter can say, "Hey, man, why he get to wear Black History shoes when he wouldn't even go to the museum?" And the player goes, "You know what? You're right. He shouldn't be wearing them shoes."
Mm.
I felt a way about that. I mean, that reporter felt a way about that. He told me about
that's right.
He told me about
it.
He told me, "That ain't cool, Jay. Someone should say something."
Actually, I'm going to go say something, Jay.
Yeah, he said, "Hey, Reggie, you see this?"
Can we be honest? Like, the best part of the story is envisioning Sam Amick. That's the truly the best part of the story is envisioning Sam Amick walking up to a particular power forward and going, "Hey, I don't know how I feel about this guy wearing Black History Month shoes."
Yeah, that would have been classic.
Mm.
But hey, you know, some
dysfunctional.
I just saw him going off, and I was like, "Oh man, Nick, shut up!" It just really irked my spirit remembering that he couldn't walk to the Black History Museum, and he's weighing in on stuff.
And just just to make sure timeline is correct, that was the debate day.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah, okay. It just really irked my spirit. It just really did. You know, hey, shout out to Nick. He had a great NBA career.
Wow.
All right.
Great is being used loosely.
No. The Michigan
the term a great man used loosely. Hey, while we're I'm sorry.
If you answered
that. I was going to ask. I mean, what? Hey, man, we got to give him an opportunity. We did it last week. Got to do it this week, man. Talk about your Bears, man. Your Cal Bears, 3-0.
Going down to Tallahassee. You know, our good people on the internet are doing a great job of, you know, trolling the state of Florida like we did Alabama. They said the woke nation is coming to Florida.
No.
You know, they're putting rainbows on memes and tagging Florida State people. And yeah, this is fun. And then, you know, that Florida State game don't seem nearly as scary as I would have thought it would have been a month ago.
Not a bit.
I mean, gosh, they look bad. Like, I mean, they might as well fire the coach right now, bad.
Facts.
So, I mean, you're not overcoming this if you're, you know, unless you go. I think somebody asked me, can they bounce back? I said, bounce back from what? They're terrible.
Yeah, that's.
Like, they literally, I mean, they just paid Memphis a gang of money to come there and beat them.
They're
embarrassment. Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, it just scares me, though. I'm like, that means that'd be the day they play Cal and decide they're going to figure something out and score 40.
Think that's happening.
But I think hopefully by then we're healthier. You know, we get a couple of linemen back, you know. But yeah, 3-0, you know.
This back to back is crazy, man. FSU and Florida State and then followed it up with Miami. Ooh. This is when the ACC is fun. Like Cal being in ACC is fun. Not when you have to play Pitt the next week, but when you play FSU in Miami. Like,
No one wants to see Wake Forest.
No.
They're like, if we can just play Miami, Florida State. maybe Clemson. The Cal fans are going to have fun trolling Dabo when that happens. So, I mean, that can't go wrong. But I don't know what could go wrong with, you know, a bunch of those liberals from Berkeley going out to see Dabo.
Ruin the whole state of California. Only imagine.
Yeah, those hippies out there.
You, before we go, you got any thoughts on Sean? Oof. Sean Combs?
Yeah, Nino Brown about to happen. He about to sing.
Oh, everybody's got the same exact thought. Yeah, everybody's going down.
You guys think he's going to sing?
We ain't never going to see Aaron Hall, Damian Hall, any Hall. Yeah, everybody's going down.
All them folks who used to be tagging themselves at the Diddy parties going to be deleting posts. Didn't somebody said LeBron had unfollowed him a while ago?
Yeah, LeBron.
Y'all think he's going to sing?
Now no one's going to know what was happening at the Cat Williams is sitting there saying, I told y'all, Cat Williams and Jaguar Wright probably sitting there going, see, we told you. This is.
Well, 50 Cent ain't.
He's going to have a great time with this.
50's having the time of his life.
I can't imagine that he's going down without bringing some people with him, mm-hmm. Because I can't imagine, I need to see when Mace is, they're probably, this is going to be crazy because, now you're going to get the whole finger point, this, and who actually knew? Because if you read the stuff from Cassie, some of this stuff happened at parties in front of people. Mm-hmm. So that means he's beating her up and y'all just like, okay, well, pass the Ciroc. Mm. So there's going to be a lot of reckoning for a lot of people. Because, there's going to be a lot of, because even the indictment says, and his associates. Mm. So it's like, who are these associates? It's not going to be pretty. And I feel, the victims, I think people are getting their jokes off, but this is a very real thing.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to sing, because usually in that situation, when somebody sings, it's because they want a bigger fish. It feels like this is the fish.
Good point.
So he's not gonna get no deal for talking about little guy over there.
But sometimes though, even if you're not, you just figure, if my life is over, your life needs to be over too.
That's true.
Aaron Hall, I'm telling everything that guy that one suit said about, but I was watching the presser talking about his lawyer said he was cooperative, and they're like, the definition of cooperative for them is not what we consider cooperative, especially when they're charging you with witness tampering.
Yeah.
So, it just makes everything about him just even, sicker. The whole apology.
Yeah.
Like I said, I feel for the victims, and this is going to be one of the, I can imagine him trying to take a lot of people down with him.
Mm. Jay, we appreciate you as always for your perspective on multiple things. Thank you, my man.
Yeah, no problem, man. Go Rams, right?
Well,
yeah,
settle. No. That's the fourth time today.
He's just.
I asked a question. I don't know if you're cheering for the Rams this week.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thanks, Jay. And with that, we'll leave too. Thank you so much for being with us. We will see you here tomorrow beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Aces.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.